estos son los Freedom Fiends, transmitiendo desde Pod Bay Loza, a un kilómetro de altura sobre el nivel del mar, en los estudios intergalácticos de La Pradera. Alteramos tu loco cerúleo, calentando tus sinapsis con rejuvenecedoras ondas de radio. Eso calienta tu cerebro unos sabrosos y tostaditos 365 grados, manteniendo la avalancha de estatismo fuera de tu cabeza. Lo sienten, can you feel it? Who's there with me? Can you feel it?
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah.
It's Michael Dean.
Oh, I feel it.
Jim, are you done torturing small animals? What was that noise?
Yes, I'm done.
That's horrible.
I was cleaning out. There was my CPU fan. I guess there was a little bit of dust in it, so I dusted it out real quick with my duster thing, and that's what that noise was.
So
it
why
sounded like
it,
I was torturing a cat.
Why does it scream when you do that? Is it like the souls of everyone you ever contacted on the internet is caught with your fan?
Yes. Yeah, yes,
you weren't dying scream of all the
you weren't supposed to
dust bunnies.
The dust bunnies. The dying dust bunnies.
The dying culty dust bunnies in the FDR.
We're doing something interesting. We're connected via fiend phone, but we're someone's getting an echo. I don't know who it is, but you know, it's kind of psychedelic. We'll leave it. We're connected via Comrex to the network. We're connected via fiend phone to each other. Because we're getting dropouts, man. I don't know. I think someone over at the network might be, never mind, watching the dragons. Where are my dragons? What's that show? My wife's watching it right now in the other room. She's binge watching it.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah, me neither.
Still haven't seen it.
It's just, all it is just murder and rape. That's what it seems like to me, and dragons. I'm not a fan of any of those things.
So, like, the world but without dragons.
My wife is, though. She likes murder and rape and dragons. So, let's see. We don't have any show prep, but we have the Day in the Park bingo. So, let's see. Give me a random number from 1 to 20, Hugo.
7.
Let's see. A binge-watching recommendation. All right, so let's talk about Better Call Saul. That's what it landed on.
Oh, I have not. I am behind so many episodes, man.
All right, then we won't spoil it.
I just finished watching the last episode.
Who's touching their mic? Somebody's like
me
rubbing their mic, man. Anything. Don't rub something else.
I was getting away from that terrible horrible computer noise fan.
Cool,
and I sound better. So
Hugo, you got the cell 411 ad in Spanish up handy? You want to read it?
Well, I can get it. Yeah, I can just get it right now.
In honor of Trump, because he wants to. So Jim, give me an intro about Trump wanting to send the Mexicans and their Mexican cell 411 back to Mexico.
Well, frankly, I've been aware of this 411 situation, and frankly, I mean, I don't even know why we're talking about it. It's such an obscure thing, and it uses the BIPCOT license, and no one uses it. I mean, the only time I've ever heard anyone mention anything from 411 is the Freedom Fiends, and frankly, let's face it, the ratings were like terrible.
They just passed like 200,000 downloads or something. That ain't nothing.
Frankly, I would have made it. I would have made it at least 100 times, a million times that. I would have made 411 great again. With Trump 411, and frankly, there would have been, and I would have real police, you know, and they would deport all the Mexicans back to Hugo.
All right, so Hugo, give us the cell 411 in Spanish, please.
Yes, cell 411 es una aplicación gratuita para Android y iOS que reemplaza el 911 controlado por el gobierno. Cell 411 te permite preconfigurar a un grupo de amigos o de organizaciones privadas para que te ayuden en cualquier emergencia. Cell 411 es la pesadilla del Estado porque demuestra que sus falsos servicios no son necesarios. Cell 411 se ha instalado miles de veces y, por supuesto, está cubierto por la licencia BIPCOT No Government. Cell 411 porque tus amigos no te disparan cuando estás en problemas. Sin el gobierno, ¿quién construiría los servicios de emergencia? Tú y Cell 411. Consíguelo hoy en Cell 400, getcell411.com. Esto es getcell411.com. I'm wondering, you guys already figured that 411 means 411.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's about all I understand, so.
Yeah. Anybody want to explain cell 411 in English? Because most of our listeners are in English. English people. Jeremy, go ahead. Well, wake up.
It is a cell 411 is the new way in taking care of yourself. It's a mobile.
Jim
app
likes to take care of himself.
Well, I think you just ordered him to do so a little while ago. Maybe I mistook what you were saying.
So last
only night, to Megyn Kelly.
Let me interject here for a sec. Last night on the show, I said something to James Babb about James Babb. I said, James, you hate all authority figures, even me. And he's like, really? You're calling yourself an authority figure? I didn't really explain that. It's just in certain situations, running the Fiends and things with Porkfest, I end up having to, you know, sort of act like the cranky guy and get stuff done, and I don't like it.
Well, you know, in the open source community, there's this expression of the benevolent dictator for life, which is the leader of a project, like Linus Torvalds in the case of Linux, or Stallman, or, you know, they get to make the decisions, and, well, they really have no authority, but everybody tends to follow them.
Okay, I'm changing my description on the Freedom Fiend site right now to benevolent dictator for life. I've heard that, and I really like it. And, yeah, it's good. So, guys.
Because everybody, you know, everybody could fork the project at any point. Hey, at any one
you can't say fork.
You can't say that.
You can't say fork on the radio.
Fork.
Fork you.
Yes.
Don't fork yourself. Jim, are you forking yourself?
I can't confirm or deny this.
Yeah. All right.
I promise I won't fork the Fiends.
Self fork 1-1. Yeah.
I can guarantee I'm definitely not forking Rosie O'Donnell.
You know, Self 411.
Rosie O'Donnell.
So here's what.
Are we actually on?
Right, frankly, only.
It's dropping by the minute. Yeah. Yeah. So, so I think what we got to talk about is a cop who violated the BIPCOT no government license. So, Hugo, will you explain for the listeners who don't know? And, you know, we've had a bunch of pauses tonight, but it doesn't matter. Like, it matters on radio, but Fiendbot 3000 eliminates all of those. It takes any space over a second and chops it down automatically to a half second. So, like, us sitting here going, for 4 seconds, like, that won't even happen in the podcast. So, there.
Okay, then.
Yeah. So explain. It does make sense. BIPCOT.
Yeah, that's a license that the Fiends created. I think it was Michael. Yeah. And the whole thing is you gotta let most people use your product, your creation, your whatever the creation is, maybe a piece of software or a movie or a book, and everybody but except for government agents, and well the penalty for that is endless
made
shaming
fun of.
And public.
And we're going to do that tonight because a cop is using cell 411, but a chief deputy sheriff, like a high cop, a special cop, a cop who is a cop among cops from Banks County, Maryland.
Special cop. I think there was like a web series about a learning deficient cop.
Yeah, he's special.
Isn't that redundant, though?
Well, I think there should be a BIP cop license that we can use to make fun of people if... Well, we're already going to use the BIPCOT. So there's this cop who installed cell 411. Now, have we explained cell 411 yet?
Well, no, we never actually got there.
Jeremy, go ahead.
No, so cell 411 is a mobile app used to connect yourself with other people to help out in emergency situations instead of using the police, which right away reduces the chance of your dog getting shot in the process.
Yeah.
But it's basically used for, you know, to connect with, you know, your neighbors, friends, family, close by for any list of things, like policing, emergency services, even fire to a certain extent, I guess.
And filming cops.
Anything except like they gave me 9 chicken McNuggets when I was supposed to get 10. Like, you don't use the. You still call 911 for that.
That's pretty much the only thing you should call it for. But
man, I'm looking at this video of Susie Fisher putting sticky tadpoles on her head, wearing a funny hat that looks like a cow, holding up a Bipcot flag in Nepal. I love the world, man. You know, like, I could die at any time because of my illness. But the thing, that, other than loving my wife and loving doing the show, the thing, the third thing that keeps me alive is, like, what's technology going to be like in a couple years? I really want to know. That's why I'm sticking around. So finish the Bip Cop, please. Thank you, sir.
I think he means 411.
411. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay, I was confused. I was like, we're going back to Hugo again? So it's basically for you to be able to build a community, I guess, or to connect to your established one.
Your own network.
Yeah, a network. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you.
Yeah, like let's say you have three neighbors that have guns, and let's say you have a neighbor who is a nurse. You could have the nurse for a medical emergency, and you could have the three neighbors with guns for, you know, I'm being robbed by a home invasion kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So
I ain't fixing anybody's wounds.
Are you a nurse, Jim?
You're on your own.
Not really.
You are in the medical field, so.
You're in the medical field. You just change old man's CPAPs and colostomy bags, right?
Pretty much, yeah. So yeah. If you want that done, I could be there. Just put me on.
Is that an emergency?
The Las Vegas cop lock.
Don't tell Michael that. You're going to be honored immediately.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Wyoming. I only serve the greater Las Vegas area.
It's designed to be used for people close by. In the general principle.
Although,
you know, the response.
Although there is a patrol option where you can be alerted of people that aren't in your immediate area, like that you don't know, that aren't in your network. And you can extend, I think you can extend it up to like 50 miles, but I think most people do it like, you know, 5 or 10 miles. But, you know, they're willing to respond to strangers if they're not busy, is what that is. And, you know, when you get, you know, like, let's say someone's getting pulled over on the highway and you're a mile away, you could go film from across the street to be a witness, even, you know.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness?
So it's getcell411. Getcell411.com. But we're going to talk when we get back about this cop who's using it because he gets made fun of. Chief Deputy Sean Wilson. I'll just say it.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
Yeah.
Oh, loud music.
I thought I heard Jim's ear just to shut him up. If you can't pee off your own front porch, you're living too close to town. Edward Abbey. I'm too close to town, man. I could pee in my back porch, though.
Isn't that kind of like if America stands for freedom, and if you think you're free, try walking to the deli and urinating on the cheese?
No, that's from Anarchy Burger, the government. I would say if you think you're living in a free society, try open carrying a pistol on your hip and smoking a joint in public at the same time. And see what happens. It's not going to end well.
It'll end terribly.
Especially in Jeremy State, New York.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, darn cops. Speaking of cops.
Not here.
Yeah, we'll get back to it. New York actually had a thing where they had billboards that offered a $500 reward for anyone who turned in their neighbors for having, like, more than 6 rounds in their magazine or, you know, illegal guns.
New York City is a terrible place.
This is New York State, though.
It's full of terrible people.
Well, it's all infected by New York City. That's who determines. Most people in upstate New York have guns. They don't want those
and
laws.
Some Long Island isn't bad.
It's like Illinois.
Most of Long Island's bad. I'll agree.
Illinois' laws are determined by Chicago. San Francisco and L.A. determine. I mean, a lot of California's rural pot-growing gun carriers, but, you know, San Francisco and L.A. mess it up for everybody. Yeah.
New York's terrible. I'm openly bigoted against New York.
But the worst is Maryland, and that's what we're going to talk about, is Chief Deputy Sean Wilson of the Banks County.
You got to give Maryland blue crabs. They did do that.
I have blue crabs. Wait, is this guy in Georgia or Maryland?
I'm never
Maryland?
Eating blue crabs.
I don't know. I got to look this guy up. So... Yeah,
you know, we're supposed to make fun of a cop, and you don't even know who he is. Come on, man.
Well,
this is not going well.
It's going great, man. Yeah. You guys are crazy. I found his website. It's in Georgia.
But he is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink.
Okay, Banks County Sheriff's Office. I'm gonna do what we said. Okay, Banks County Sheriff's Office, 160 Windmill Farm Road, Homer, Georgia, 30547 is where Chief Deputy Sean Wilson works out of, and he is violating the BIPCOT license by using cell 411. Now, he may not know about the BIPCOT license. We were actually conjecturing this on this group, the Cell 411 group on Facebook. You know, it's possible he just downloaded it from iTunes Store or something, and he may not be using it to spy on people. He may mean well. He may think it's a neat idea, but you know what? There's a social contract here, and it's the BIPCOT license, and ignorance of the BIPCOT license is no excuse. I'm going to use the cops' words on the cops. So, Chief Deputy Sean Wilson, man, he has a funny haircut, and he looks really too serious, and one of his nostrils is way too big. So there.
Just one?
Yeah, so he was, let's see, joined the Army National Guard. He began his, he was in the net, yeah. Man, here he is in Baghdad. He's a war hero, and I'm making fun of him. Man, I don't know. I just don't trust, this is, you know, we have actually issued.
War, hero, pick one.
War or hero, yeah. So I think a hero is Virgil Verduga, Vaduva. Sounds like part of a lady's anatomy. Touch my Vaduva, baby. All right, so Virgil, he's going to beat my butt. He's a foreigner. He's from, Romania. The country that killed their socialist leader on national TV. You guys know about that?
Oh, yeah, this is a wonderful story. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the videotapes, the videotapes were great. When they had the guy speaking and giving all the typical communist, you know, rhetoric, and then right in the middle of it, the crowd turns on him.
Yeah.
And he's just like, calm down. No, don't revolt. And then runs inside, and next time you see him on TV, you know, he's getting shot.
Most of the, most of the former Soviet satellites, like most of them quit being communist and socialist and became democratic, you know, around 1990, give or take a few years, and almost all of it was without a shot being fired. But Romania, they killed the guy on TV. That's awesome.
They really hated the puppet presidents when they're, you know, they felt they were puppets from Russia mostly, you know, right?
Yeah.
And they were.
That video always gives me hope.
Gives you hope. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And then Bernie Sanders happens.
God, man. Well, I was going to say, it gives you hope until you realize they didn't get that far away from it. They did, you know, they went free market a little bit. But
okay, so
the bread lines prove that it's good, because that means there's food to give out.
So Jim's distorting. Jim's distorting. So we're not ready for the Nuremberg trials for the drug warriors yet. So we're just making fun of people like Sean Wilson, but yeah, man, that's it.
We're just following orders, man.
He's just following orders. I've given some libertarian indulgences for a postal worker and a teacher, but that's not a sheriff, man, or a chief.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Stop that. That's bad radio. So,
now,
Barack Obama, Bernie Sanders, Jeb Bush, George Bush,
please
that
clap.
Guy from Halliburton, please clap, and Trump are all liars, socialists, and their feet stink. And Hillary has a pantsuit that stinks, and Bernie smells like tinkle and mothballs.
And mothballs.
Yes. Oh, you kids. All right, so this is without government, there wouldn't be headlines like this. This is from the Washington Post. Water in Flint, Michigan is improving, but still unsafe to drink, researchers say. Like, it'll still kill you, but it'll take more of it to kill you than it would before. Who wants to read some of this?
Now you need two glasses.
Yeah, who wants to read some of this?
I'll take it.
Thank you. That no pause problem. Will be cut out by Fiendbot in the, yeah, all right.
Don't ask me to read anything, because don't tell me what to do, first of all.
Yeah.
Secondly, I'm too far away from my computer.
I know. Go ahead, Jeremy. So anyway, speak up, son. You're on radio.
So by saying the Flint, Michigan water system is in much better shape 6 months after the city switched its water source and began adding chemicals to control corrosion on aging pipes. But
that's all it needed was some chemicals to get rid of the chemicals. Well,
that was the problem. They switched over. They like in a last ditched effort to get, I don't even remember what they were trying to do, but they just switched it over to an old reservoir with pipes that hadn't been used in I don't know how long, and all they had to do was flush some non-corrosive agents down the pipe in the first place.
Flush some government agents down it in the first place. Are we at LibPair? Is it LibPair already? Yeah, nice.
But yeah, so but I mean, right away even the people doing the research are just using government speak. There's positive trends. but it's on the path to recovery. Like, and this is coming from the professor from who helped actually shed light on this, Mark Edwards from Virginia Tech. But even he just uses the government speak. It's so ridiculous. It's like,
see, and you guys were skeptical of government the whole time, and look, they're fixing the water. What did your free market ever do?
Did you say Virginia Tech?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. You know, before that was known as a place that a bunch of people got shot. When I lived in Charlottesville, Virginia, I had a roommate who had gone to school in Blacksburg at Virginia Tech, and he'd also gone to college at George Mason University in Washington, D.C. And I remember one night...
And did he you throw up the gang sign?
He and I were punk rockers. No, it was better. It was better.
Okay.
We were tripping. We were tripping in the supermarket in the middle at 4 in the morning. And we were there with our shaved heads looking all punk rock. And there was this redneck with a shaved head looking at us and looking really angry. Because, I was looking at the aluminum foil going like, ooh, shiny, and taking it out of the box. You know. And this redneck was staring at us. And my friend... His name was Kurt Schutt, which we decided is not a noble name. Like, Michael Dean, we decided is a noble name. And this is something we decided in the supermarket. Like, you can yell from a mountaintop, I am Michael Dean, Dean, Dean. But if you yell, I am Kurt Schutt, someone's going to say Gesundheit. It's not a noble name you can shout from the mountaintops. So I'm in there with Kurt Schutt. We're tripping our balls off. And this redneck's looking at us. Kurt says to me in this, like, stage whisper, like, loud enough for the guy to hear us, he has his reasons for having a shaved head. We got our reasons. Never the twain shall meet. And the guy just looked like he was going to kill us. And he left. And then Kurt stares at me and he goes, you know, you could go to George Mason University and you won't see many rednecks. Or you could go to Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, but you won't find much LSD. Or you could go to UVA and have the best of both worlds.
The only time I've ever heard of a Kurt shooting. Didn't
end Nirvana
well.
Joke? This
is
a Nirvana joke.
Is that too soon? Is that too soon? 94?
No.
It's been about 22 years.
Have you heard the interview with Chris Novoselic from Nirvana that we did?
Not yet.
Well, I'm going
to... I heard the Death Clock one. That was amazing.
I know. Well, I'm going to spin the Day in the Park bingo here that Steve Miller made and come up with number two, which is Bomb, my old band, because Chris Novoselic says in that interview that Kurt Cobain turned him on to my band Bomb and that they were both huge fans. But you know what? Also, Chris Novoselic was from Compton. So not many people know this, but Nirvana were gangster rap, man, because Chris Novoselic literally was straight out of Compton.
He'll smother your mother and make your sister love her.
I'd love your mama. I'd love your cat. I'd love your sister, but the bee is too fat. Okay. You're quoting NWA, which I can almost say, I could say it off air now because I am a black man. We've discovered that from 23andMe. But, yeah.
You can't say it on air.
Can't say it on air. We'll lose stations. We'll lose stations from people who have stations, who run stations, who think that word in their head all the time and probably say it. But if it, you just can't say it on air. It's like the F word. All right. So tell me more about Flint. Jim, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say briefly that I saw Straight Outta Compton, which is a great movie, but I was thinking
Straight
the whole
Compton.
Time, this is just CB4. This is CB4 without the jokes.
CB4 without the jokes. That's horrible. That's great. That's beautiful. All right. Man.
You go on with the chlorophyll. Whatever.
I really like my favorite. I love that movie, but I love the raps in it, but I also love the cameos at the beginning, like Ice-T talking about how hard CB4 is. The best one, though, is the Butthole Surfers. They're like the only white people in the whole movie. They're hanging out in front of a dumpster, and it doesn't say who they are. Just I know that was the Butthole Surfers, and Gibby Haynes is like, oh, that's their hit, man. I was into them way before that when they were unlistenable. Gibby Haynes says, you know, the first time I heard Sweat of My Balls, I was making sweet, sweet love with a black woman, and there was literally sweat on my balls. I saw them play it when I was living with that guy, Kurt Schutte, at UVA in Charlottesville. I didn't go to UVA. I went to community college and flunked out. But the Butthole Surfers played there at Tracks, which is a country bar. There were like 400 people there, which was a big show for Charlottesville. And I got there early because I wanted to hang out with him. And I went in the dressing room, and Paul Leary, the guitar player, and King Coffee, the drummer, were like just, they looked out of their mind on drugs. I could smell them like 40 feet away. They hadn't bathed in a month. And they had this girl touring with them that was like their dancer. And she showed up late. I'm like, why wasn't she traveling with you? And they're like, no, man. We don't want to fire her because she's crazy, but we don't tell her where we're playing, but she gets a ride and shows up every night anyway. And we don't pay her, but she comes anyway. And she's really weird, man. Like, I woke up the other day, and she was naked standing over me. I was on the floor, and she was just staring into my eye, smiling. It was weird. But they said that they were on, like, they enumerated the drugs they were on. It was like every drug I've ever heard of. They might have been lying, but they were certainly on something. But they said they were on, like, heroin, coke, speed, pot, hash, LSD. It was a whole belladonna, this whole litany of Drano, who knows. All right, so tell me about the water
it's
in
on
Flint.
On the back, man.
Tell me about the water in
Drano,
Flint.
Like, there's some water in Flint.
Yeah, yeah. Well. Speaking of segues. Yeah. I'll ride my segue into the Flint story. Go ahead, Jeremy.
The water's still bad, and you know the governor is trying to cover his tracks, and you know basically parroting the same things that the one researcher said. You know the trends they're positive, but the bottom line is the summary from the researchers who've been following all this say. Thus, virtually all homes in Flint must be considered at risk at the present time for elevated lead in the water. Ugh. And unless the homeowner is certain there is no lead plumbing in the house, which how many people are certain about any of anything?
Well, I'm certain because I actually,
it doesn't work.
After this came out, I did what a lot of people did, which was went and bought a water test on Amazon, water test kit. And like it was sold out. Like I had to wait a week before they'd even ship it because so many people were buying it. And my everything's fine about my water, which is cool. Small amounts of uranium, which is natural for Wyoming. It seeps in from the groundwater, but not enough to be harmful.
Yeah, I get my I don't buy bottled water. I get a bottle and then I go down to the water store and then get it out of the machine. Because if you've ever been to Vegas and tasted the water, you have nothing to do with it. And there's a good reason why. There is a B-52 bomber at the end, at the very bottom of that lake that we get our water from.
Oh yeah, that's
It's just been sitting there for you. It was even like one of the little side missions on. Actually, not a side mission. It was like one of the main missions on Fallout New Vegas was to get the thing out and fly it. But yeah, it's still sitting under there, just kind of just leaching all kinds of heavy metals into the water. So I was filtered water. Yeah.
I was reading that article and I was wondering, can you filter lead? You cannot filter lead.
No,
At some point.
No.
Yeah.
No, and you know what it does? It makes kids that are exposed to it grow up violent. That's what Detroit area needs more of. And dumb and violent.
Well, they'll fit right in with the current crop of people. But
as a black man, I'm offended by this. The government needs to help the young black children more.
You know, the only reference I had up until a couple of years about Flint, Michigan was that that's where Michael Moore is from, and where
he's goes mad on about this.
In
he's a commie.
Yeah, but
the free market can fix this.
Of that meme. Reminds me of that meme that more government wants more government. Here's more government.
Yeah.
That was him. That was he and his town water.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wanted something, you got it. Careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Wish get for more government, you're going to get more. Yeah, we're going to get more government.
Yeah, but that's, unfortunately, those people are still crying for more government.
Yep.
They just
want because there's a monopoly. They don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
And see, if the free market handled it, there would have been like three water pipes. And that, and can you think about the redundancy, like driving everywhere?
Whatever, yeah, Jim.
Three pipe. I'll take lead, thank you very much.
Did I distort that time?
No, you dropped out. Good. You drop out. There. Well, I cleared your cuff.
At least we get to decide which heavy metal we get on our water. Maybe one pipe carries lead and the other carries a bit of uranium.
And the other one will carry a B-52 bomber.
Yeah.
But at least there'll be choice.
Yeah.
Better than what we have now.
Yeah, that's the ANCAP version for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm down with that. But yeah. The moral of the story is government sucks.
It really does. Sucks everything out of your pocket and fills you up with lead. Moral is makes your children stupid.
Never
and violent.
Try.
Okay, I'm gonna jump off here, guys, and go cough and choke.
No,
you're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
So this is just a public service announcement. If you haven't gotten your BIP Strong from Allbirds.com yet, you can. It'll definitely protect you from government water, government metal in your water. It doesn't actually work, but so yeah. So tell me more.
Vary.
Yeah. So tell me more about government metal.
Well, that's the worst kind of metal. Can you imagine if they just started some kind of ministry for metal music? They would definitely screw it up.
There actually is a ministry. It's actually a really good band, but I think I'm getting a bit from.
History's awesome, but yeah, I can't imagine that being any good. Just kind of like, ooh, Obamacare, taxes, file your debt on time. Ooh. Yeah, that sounds terrible. Anthony Fantano would definitely give that a zero. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it was only just that bad, you know, as long as you know, the government medal right now is maiming children in Flint.
Yeah. Well, that's,
but, you know.
Yeah, that's I mean, that's obviously the biggest threat right now, because with the city of Flint, they say there's at least 9,000 kids under the age of 6 that have potentially been exposed. And yeah, it doesn't really do good things to you.
Yeah,
the type of metal you're supposed to,
yeah, that's a really bad thing. Lead will replace the iron in your blood, and then you can you can make mental connections between neurons, and then you cannot unmake them. So you're stunted in your learning process, which is really, really. I mean, we laugh about it because it's the government, but it's a real tragedy. And I can say that definitely right now water in Flint, Michigan is worse than any kind of water that you can think of in the third world. So. Mission accomplished there.
But you got to look at the upside. You can't always look at the downside, right? So the upside is when these kids get old enough to be able to fly on their own and they go through the metal detectors to the TSA, the TSA is going to be bombarded with, you know, false alarms from these metal detectors because of only the lead and iron in their blood. Is that too soon?
They have to survive that long first.
It's never too soon.
But the other problem, go ahead.
It's probably another it's cheaper than government school for dumbing down kids, so I don't know, it's probably savings on that side.
Well, that makes sense, because that's what they were trying to do in the first place. They claimed they were trying to save money by switching to this other set of pipes. I don't know, is this cheaper than fluoride? I don't know.
I know the Detroit dropout rate was 1 in 4 anyway. So now they're going to be done. That's some progress, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, come progress. On. It's a positive. As the government will spend, it's a positive trend. It's great. but the other problem they're having is you know, obviously the water's not safe, and everybody's getting bottled water, which the government has to supply for them. Although it started with. I think people doing it charity-wise, like donating it, but now the state government has been forced to purchase bottled water for them and just hand it out.
When the thing is no longer news, they will stop providing the bottled water, and you know, people will have to get their own, and you know, people will forget about it. It's no longer in the news.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, did they try to Katrina the effort by like blocking the trucks before they came into the state? Like, no, this is our problem. We'll fix it by letting all the kids die of lead poisoning. Go away, Walmart. Trying to give us water. Like they actually did that in Katrina. It was terrible.
Yeah, they did. I think they let it go this time. But now the problem they're having is that they're trying to put these chemicals in to flush out the system and get rid of it. But nobody's using the water, and the water has to travel through the pipes first. So they're the chemicals to fix the problem, but it's not going anywhere. Which I don't understand why they don't just turn on a faucet somewhere else.
Yeah.
But that's what it says in the article, that they...
The city will probably find them if they leave the water open for too long or just, you know...
I meant the city itself. Like, the city. Oh, yeah. Why does it leave open, like, fire hydrants or something? If that's the problem, if it needs to flush through the system, then shouldn't they be doing something about that? Instead of just saying, oh, no, now all the people that can't drink the water that we've poisoned are helping us not fix the water. That's government for you.
What do you do with all that poisoned water? You know, to flush it out of some lake or some underground. What do you do with all that water after you've opened the faucet?
Who knows?
Flush it back into the lake where they're getting it from in the first place.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. War.
Make
war
project.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
What does the axe say? Give me some Spanish there, you Mexican.
Hola, ¿a dónde está la biblioteca?
This is the Freedom Fiends.
Trash view and not a business.
Libertarian. Free education, central orbit, ion cannon. Hi, it's on Financial News Plaza on the artificial satellite Flint Pair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a PIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except PIPCOT.org. So we are back for the second hour. This is Jeremy with Hugo, Jim Jesus.
Hey.
I think Michael's still hanging around somewhere.
No, I'm just, I'm, what, you want me to hang up? I'm your connection, man. I'm your lifeline. If I disconnect, you guys are just talking to yourself. You want to hear each other.
Michael Dean's upset that I out-cranked his diet.
What?
That I've out-cranked your diet. Like, my diet is more.
You're giving up more things than me? Like, you're more religious?
Yeah.
Is it agnostic than I am?
Yeah, I mean, I got like the low carb thing. I got the low calorie thing. I got the no sugar.
I gave up a drug today. I quit a drug today. I've cut down on. Nice. Let's see, gotten rid of gluten. Mostly gotten rid of milk. Still drinking a cup a day instead of a gallon a day. Gone down on prednisone from 30 milligrams a day to 12.5 milligrams a day. I quit a drug today, and it's a drug called Singulair. I'm going to stop it for a week. It's an asthma drug that I've done some research, and apparently it can also make your asthma worse, and it can make you depressed or suicidal, which is really weird. And it's an asthma drug that
that's
can make
almost
your,
every drug.
Right, but it's an asthma drug that say, can make your asthma worse. That's weird.
Well, that's also a common side effect, unfortunately, of a lot of the drugs. What they claim is a small percentage of the population, it could actually have the adverse effect on them.
Well, this has actually come out in the light a lot more because this drug went off patent a year ago, so the company doesn't really have that much to hide anymore, apparently.
or they're bad mouthing it, so people will move on
to their new patented drug. Yeah.
Yeah, they used to have, remember with the saccharine, and then with aspartame, NutraSweet.
Nutrias. Yeah. They take aspartame, Nutria rats and they boil them down. Okay, I'm gonna go. Have fun, guys.
What I mean is that used to happen, you know, whenever something goes off patent, suddenly it's really bad. Happened here in Mexico with what's the drug that they make crystal meth from?
Sudafed?
Yeah.
Sudafedrin. Yeah.
They banned that. Sudafedrin. They banned that here in Mexico a couple years ago because there was some Chinese drug dealer who had a bedroom full of dollar bills because he had been bringing in Sudafed by the container. And well, he got busted. So you know how the government does things. So the obvious solution is just ban Sudafedrin.
But isn't it true that in Mexico, I know it's true because I've been to Mexico and I've seen this. But isn't it true that if you go to Mexico and you go to the pharmacy, you can be like, oh yeah, I'll just take one packet of OxyContin. Let me get all the Vicodin you got. Viagra, whole thing.
Yeah, you can get Viagra. You can get also birth control pills off the counter and over the counter. And, well, a lot of things. You can get prednisone. Michael was talking about that. But, no, you cannot get any narcotics or antibiotics. But still, you know, you
can get a lot of things, too.
Yeah, that's been that way for about 10 years. But, you know, you can there's doctors with there's a small clinic and many drugstores, so you can go in and pay about $1 for a doctor visit, and they'll prescribe something for you. So yeah, you can get really cheap. Yeah. Yeah, you can. You can. If you ask nicely, they'll just go ahead and write you the prescription for, I don't know, probably not narcotics, but yeah, antibiotics are very often prescribed. What was that?
I was going to say, because when I went to TJ, that was more than 10 years ago. That was the case. You could just waltz right in and be like, oh yeah, I want Oxycontin. And they would just go,
probably you can always say you have glaucoma or something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure they've...
TJ is different because TJ is known for, you know, the Americans going over the border just to do that, and you can probably get away with
it. No problem at all.
But you just find
much more than just going to the pharmacy. Yeah, I mean that's where I used to go when I was 18. I wasn't able to drink legally in the United States, but I could go to Mexico and drink and party and go to the clubs and do other things, which I will neither confirm nor deny I actually did. And then you know go back and you know pretend like nothing happened. TJ. But of course now if you go to TJ, you know they'll just you know kidnap you and cut your head off. But drug cartels are wonderful. Thanks, drug war.
Which inevitably is actually thanks government.
Yeah, thank you, government.
If it wasn't for them doing what they were doing, the cartels would have no reason to exist.
Yeah, we need a BIPCOT TJ. I'll need to build a big giant BIP strong for TJ to wrap around the entire city, just wrap it around the buildings. That'll solve everything.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
what about Uber?
Oh yeah, we were talking in the break about Uber.
Uber too.
Well, they are international, aren't they? But they just recently announced that they had shared 14 million users' info with the government because they came out with their own transparency report ahead of government demanding any information from them or something like that. And this was originally designed as an effort by them to say that you know how they were going to be as you know upfront with the public as possible. And of course they claim that the information that they shared was not personal information per se. But you know, just like in any other situation, it's capable of being hacked by anybody. And you know, just because they say government isn't getting personal information, I don't know what to believe on that end. But the fact that they willingly give over information at all kind of bothers me.
Yeah, and that's why.
What do you guys think about that?
I have never used Uber yet. I've wanted to try Lyft because I had a friend who was really, really into Lyft, and he had a little pink mustache for his car. And so I was like a little bit more interested in that than Uber. I've heard of that before. I heard about Uber.
I'm sorry, I had to get a lot of Vicodin. It's a quick trip.
Please share.
Yeah.
Please share. I ran out a couple weeks ago. Just hop in an Uber and come on over. Oh, sorry, that's right. The government. Well, hop in a Lyft then.
No, actually, there is a Uber service here in Mexico, but there's been some scandals lately because people don't understand the free market. So there was a huge government-created problem here in Mexico City where a lot of cars were taken off the streets for you know air pollution problems. You know, the government just will say 20% of you just can't drive today, and the resulting crisis. Well, it's funny, but it's true. It's really annoying. And all the Jim, the resulting crisis.
Jim, you ran.
I don't know
what was that.
The I don't know. That was like the spirit of Michael.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that
Anyways,
was.
Anyways, yeah, go ahead.
It was the voice of the authority.
So, yeah, that was the dictator on the loudspeakers. Of the I don't know jail,
but anyways, jail. Going back to Mexican Uber is. I mean, usually I understand from what I understand is like Mexican Coke is better than American Coke. So why isn't Mexican Uber better than American Uber?
It is probably better. I think I'm pretty sure it's cheaper. And they offer you this tiny bottle of bottled water, you know. And I don't know if they do that in the States, but they offer you a small bottle of water. And, well, the thing is, there were a lot of people who couldn't drive their cars. And also, some Ubers weren't able to drive either. Some Uber cars because, I don't know, their plate ended up in 0 or 9. That was the rule there. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, that's how they do it.
So the dynamic rates went up to 9 times the usual rate. And I don't know, I don't think many people went on and went ahead and accepted the rate, 9.9 times the usual rate. But it was a big scandal. And, you know, people don't understand the free market. They don't understand it here better than in the U.S. So people were outraged and called for government controls, which we now have. Which is really sad. Yeah, they capped the dynamic rate. So, you know, I was there out in social networks trying to explain with a couple of Liberty people here in Mexico that, you know, that's the way the market works. Of course, if you want a Rolls Royce, you probably can't afford it. And if you can afford it, you go for something else. You can walk. You can. Yeah, you want that service. It's their right to go ahead and make an offer. It's not like they're abusing you. And that's what people were saying. You know, we're being
Uber. Yeah, I'm sure they're crying price gouging, right? Like that's the essential.
Yeah, sure.
That's what they see. That's what they see it as. Where it's they're being, like you said, they're actually being they're necessarily being forced to do this because the government is not allowing half their, you know, some of their drivers to even operate. So, you know, supply and demand is what happens.
Yeah, and even some you know, these free market economists that when you have to separate the wheat from the chaff, they always come out on the side of the chaff. And some of those were tweeting about, you know, there has to be some kind of reasonable regulation. It's a middle of the road solution. And you know, somebody just went ahead and compared it to, you know, I want to kill somebody, that somebody doesn't want to get killed, so I beat him halfway to death. That's a middle ground. That's how we explain him to that guy. So yeah, too bad because Mexican Uber doesn't have any corn syrup in it, and
but like it's all cane sugar way.
Yeah, all cane sugar. Oh, diabetes here. Yeah, right.
Tastier, healthier Uber.
I can't drink it. It has sugar in it.
Worms.
Go eat my salad.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
And that's the diet that I'm doing. It's called the Nutritarian Diet. did with the help of like Ray Coe and I. So I guess it originally started with a guy named Furman. I can't remember his first name, but he's like a doctor.
Joel Furman. Yeah, he wrote a book called Eat to Live.
Right. And about half of the book is, half of the book is just quackery. To an extent, but the diet that he promotes works. It's just the reasons he gives for it to work. There's a lot of questions whether or not that's true or not.
He can't survive.
But you know, like the diet itself thing.
Yeah.
He was saying that like so many it grows benefits. Your hair back.
Yeah, exactly.
People's hair has been like going from gray hairs when people have gray hair that started getting back their color again. I mean, just a lot of weird stuff like that, which is unfounded. I bet. I'm sure maybe one of them or two of them is true. Just out of pure odds, someone will probably get less gray hair just naturally. But you know, I'm doing the more extreme diet, so which basically is like mostly you're just eating a lot of vegetables and you're filling your stomach cavity with as much vegetables as possible, and those have very, very low like calorie counts, very low carbs, very low sugars, all that stuff that makes you fat. And so your body is basically spending more effort digesting calories than it is actually taking in from those vegetables, and you're losing weight in the process. So I'm keeping my calorie count. I'm trying to keep my calorie count under 1,000 a day.
So, it's, I don't know how much.
Very extreme.
There's another side to this, to his theory or his dieting, is that you have to bring up the number of nutrients, you know, vitamins, right. Minerals, the whole other kind that does not make you fat, but will help you be well nourished. So after a while, what happens is that you feel that everything you've ever eaten is just junk food.
Right. And what's interesting is that I'm on week two of this thing, and I was thinking when I started it, like, okay, what I'm going to do is like every 2 weeks I'm going to have a cheat. I'm going to have a cheat meal. Towards the end of it, I was like, oh yeah, I got to give this some thought about what I'm going to do for my cheat diet, because I've been like great through this whole week, so I deserve it, right? And then like by the time I was sitting there like planning it out, I was like, oh, forget this. I'm just going to eat some fruit. I'm going to go binge on some fruit. And then like then the next morning comes around, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to have my salad. I'd just rather have a salad. I'm just in the mood for a salad. And then I just realized like I have to actually force myself to have this cheat diet. And then even when I ended up forcing myself to do what I just had some dungeon crabs and mobile fall. That's really not that bad. And so I even my attempts to cheat have failed, and I've grown a taste for these vegetables and balsamic vinegar, because you're not allowed to have oil. It's been great. So kind of the short version of it, it's no meats, no carbohydrates, no refined grains, no oils, none of that stuff, and you just try to keep as much vegetables and fruits, and it's a little bit of nuts for protein, which I think is like less than like an ounce, about a handful of nuts at most. So yeah, just basically just been binging on a lot of vegetables, and every time I want a snack, I just eat fruit, and great, I've been happy. Right? No, the first week you feel terrible. Your body's just getting rid of all this. You know, you're basically kind of, it's almost an addiction. It's not really an addiction, but you almost have like this addiction for terrible foods, and your body's not used to going from, oh, you want to have Jack in the Box, you know, every 2 days to no meat at all and just a bunch of vegetables. Your body goes like into shock. Yeah, and so the first week was terrible. Yeah, and now you're, well, that's not the right word, but.
Well, it's essentially the same process.
Sort of like that, yeah. Yeah. So your body kind of goes to that, but now I feel about the same now. And if trends continue, I'll start actually feeling better. I do notice I have a lot more energy. Have cravings as much. Like usually I'll have like a lunch at work, and then by the end of the shift, I'm like starving. Now it's like I get home and I'm like, I better have dinner. I better start thinking about dinner and start planning dinner. And then like by the time it's done, then I start getting hunger. But so that's that.
There's a thing. I've been doing this diet about halfway. You know, I used to go paleo or primal or however you want to call it. And this diet is basically removing the meat and removing the oil from a paleo diet. It just, you know, just leave the leafy vegetables and the fruit in for the rest of the diet. So I've been. What I've felt is that since it takes you a lot longer to cook.
Wrap it up.
Well,
we're going out to a break.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know. I'll keep talking about that when we come back from the market.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Oh. Wow. I love these cat sounds. Amazing. By the way, this is the Freedom Fiends, and we're just fascinated with lard. I mean, it's a tradition that everybody just kind of fell away after the whole cholesterol scare and this unneeded saturated fat thing. And have you ever had biscuits? Not just ones fried in like oil. Like, that's not good. You gotta have lard, and I'm just surprised that lard has taken such a backseat lately. And you know, the Heart Attack Grill has been demonized by, you know, making a mockery of deep frying fries and lard. I mean, what is wrong with this world? So welcome back to the Freedom Fiends. What has been your experiences with lard? I need to light my cigarette, so please, yes.
I've had it. I put some bourbon in it before I have it.
Which is interesting because it's very hard to emulsify liquids like water and oils, but for some reason you could just do it just fine with a little bit of bourbon. You just mix it up in there, and things are fascinating. You could just dip it, and you could dip your bread in it. It's just a wonderful treat.
McDonald's
should capitalize on such a fine product, but unfortunately, you know, the market has responded by this government scare tactics of, oh, lard will kill you, but you know, eat vegetable oil and look at all the trans fat that comes from that, and it's terrible.
And corn syrup, and yes, and all the all the wonderful, wonderfully subsidized things. Jeffrey's got a corn syrup right in him too.
There's probably someone out there not knowing who are we talking about. I think he's probably my favorite celebritarian.
Yeah, Jeffrey Tucker is probably one of my favorite, even though he can be a bit of a corporate shill. But I still love him.
He loves
what
he loves.
It's not bad, yeah. And if he loves McDonald's, God bless his heart. Bless your heart.
I was saying in the break. It's humorous to listen to him, and it's always entertaining. But he will go on about anything. I mean, I was saying during the break that we had him on my show, The Seeds of Liberty, a few months back, and he just started talking about tobacco out of nowhere, and just went on about it for half an hour. But he's so charming that you can't help but smile. Like the whole time, I couldn't help but smile as I was listening to him talk.
Oh, and tobacco's a wonderful commodity. It's just been demonized over the last 30, 40 years. It's just causing cancer, which, I mean, it's what it does. But, I mean, the effects are so small. I mean, and governments have been cracking down on it and adding taxes to it under the auspices of, like, saving children. I mean, does people really believe that Joe Camel, a cartoon character, would really have that much influence on children, especially if you can't play ads during commercial times, when cartoons are playing, or TV at all? And we're supposed to expect that some camel playing pool is going to sell cigarettes to a child. That's absolutely absurd. But they're doing this, and they're now raising taxes on cigars and hookah tobacco. I mean, the hookah tobacco, don't get me started on hookah tobacco. There's a whole like industry that's been growing, and now they just wanted to tax it. I mean, for gram, hookah tobacco is the cheapest you can get, except for maybe pipe tobacco. But I mean, it's just sad. But yeah. It's part of this fascist culture that we're kind of getting, and Donald Trump and
oh Oh my god.
Yeah,
I can
never
run into a wall doing an impersonation of him, just for the record. Everybody else, I mean, Trump, I can run into a wall, but not him. I can run on for hours.
I mean, just because the real deal never runs into a wall.
Yeah. I mean, Chick Fil-Tac is such a fascinating individual. I mean, he can go on and on about any topic at all, and he can always bring it back to the free market or how America's turning into this kind of leftist thing. But and then, you know, there's another thing coming, you know, the fascist, the populist votes coming. Anyway, sorry. Yeah. I can go on all day. It'll never end. My mouth is dry now.
Well, I tried the hard thing, and that didn't work so well for a while. But after that, I did try the vegetable thing. So, joke's on you, Jeffrey. He's not fat though.
I think I came after the lard stage. I don't know. We never had lard in my house, but I've tried the dieting thing. I don't know. You said Hugo. You said you did paleo, but now you've kind of moved beyond that.
Well, yes, because you know. It doesn't feel very good to just have bacon and lard and all those things and not have any fruit. So some people who are doing paleo. They recommend small amounts of fruit, but they don't really encourage so much fruit eating. But I do like fruit, so I'd much rather have fruit and much more vegetables than a bunch of bacon, and it gives me heartburn. I was in Porkfest eating crackers and bacon about 3 years ago, and I got a really bad case of heartburn, and it went into my lungs. So I thought, you know, it's time to stop. When I breathe in the acid of my stomach in, because I was having just crackers and bacon, because I was in Porkfest. So
yeah, see, that's what you got for buying the 3 pounds of bacon of uninspected 3 pounds of uninspected bacon you bought at Porkfest with Bitcoin.
Of course, and you gotta have it all because you have no refrigerator. You gotta have it all as quickly as possible.
And you gotta put bacon in everything: bacon pancakes, bacon waffles, you know, everything that Lou makes when he goes there, I guess, is made out of bacon. Does he still? I don't think he. No, he think he cooks at the other one.
No, I think he's
Midwestern.
Well, he has set up the assault kitchen at Porkfest. I think he did last year.
Okay.
I thought he was planning on doing it this year. He better be doing it this year. I was planning on eating there. But I did the paleo thing for a while, and I get what you're saying about following it strictly can cause some issues, or at least just not be pleasant. I kind of deviated on my own, and I still maintained for a while. I've got really lazy in the past, I don't know, year or so. I really need to get back on track with something. But just the paleo and then tweaking it to my standards worked really well, because I dropped, I don't know, 20 pounds in the first 2 months, and then I, not even a month and a half, and then kept it off until I went off the rails completely.
I gotta tell you, frankly, I've been losing all kinds of weight, eating every day at McDonald's, and they have these wonderful mozzarella sticks, like $3 for $1. I mean, $3 for $1, can you imagine 10 years ago if that was the case? I mean, Mars would have been going out of business left and right. I mean, how many people actually know how to make mozzarella? I mean, I don't, but I'm sure lots of people do, but definitely not knowing I've known. But imagine that, $1 for three mozzarella sticks, and they give you marinara sauce. Can you imagine making marinara? I couldn't imagine.
If it were for Jeffrey Tucker, would think 10 years ago we were all nibbling on our toenails for food. 'Cause can you imagine 10 years ago? Yeah.
But for $1,
one thing that happens with diets like the paleo diet is that at some point you just demonize some food, and then you keep eating food until you feel like you can eat everything. So at some point you say, no, I can eat bacon. It's okay for me to eat bacon. But then you jump to another diet, and now you can eat some sugar, and you end up eating the fat and the sugar. That's how I gained 10 pounds.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but I've been on my Nutrarian diet. I'm enjoying it. I love having a giant salad and then a giant bowl of just cooked mixed greens, and then just a bunch of fruit in between. And it's great, man. I'm telling you, just I could eat oranges all day. And by the way, if you have never tried this, and I'm sure you haven't, you must. If you basically take like one part
what is it? One part blueberries, one part blackberries, one part raspberries, and then you mix them all together with a banana to taste, and then you put like cayenne pepper on it, and then mix a whole bunch of cocoa powder on it. It's like eating chocolate raspberry cake, but refined sugar. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and
it's a nice dessert. But
you gotta go whole hog with it, right? You gotta go whole hoggy with it, so to speak, and just have the huge bowl of salad. Yeah, so to speak. Go the otherwise whole you'll be fisher on it, and if you would eat the whole bowl of salad, yeah. That's the point. You gotta eat the whole bowl of salad and not try to eat little quantities of things, because then you'll go off the rails. You gotta have a lot of food.
Yeah, your goal is a pound of cooked vegetables and a pound of raw vegetables every day, and then everything else is on top of that. And then you want to have beans and nuts right down the list, and then under that oils, and then under that meats. Or maybe vice versa. They just try to eliminate those. But if you're doing the intense one, you just cut out all that crap underneath it, and you just go for the good stuff. And so far, I mean, I haven't been weighing myself because I'm not going to buy a scale, because I'm a dude. I don't do scales. But visually, I've been looking like I've dropped anywhere from 10 to 15 pounds in the last 2 weeks. And I can actually see my jawline again. I don't have fat, chubby cheeks anymore. And I've noticed that, like, I've seen, like, the skin on my fingers has been like kind of not keeping up with the shrinking of my hand. You know, I don't have fat little fingers anymore. I have bass playing fingers.
That sounds like Penn Jillette.
Yeah.
Like something Penn Jillette would say. You know, the space on the sides of my fingernails have been shrinking.
Yeah, my cuticles have been shrinking faster than my fingers. But of course, I don't have the ear-shattering cackle that he has. Mine's a little bit more. Mine's a little less annoying.
Yeah. No, what does he do?
I can't even do that. I love Penn Jillette, though. But yeah, that's basically the diet that I'm doing, is his extreme diet. Well, 10 out of 10. Yeah.
Hey, that's working for you. I don't know. I can't bring myself to give up meat in any capacity. I cut down on it, but I have no problem with the vegetables and stuff. What's that?
Another thing that happens is you realize how much salt you've been having all this time.
Yes,
and yeah. I have a salad, and I there's a salad place near where I work, and I have a large salad, and they always have these ingredients like ham cubes and cheese, and so I add them, and I've been unable to have the ham cubes because they're so salty. So I just realized how much I didn't taste that salt before.
Yeah, my problem has never been sweets. My problem has always been fat and salt, fats, oils, and salt. Like those are my. I've never had a sweet tooth. It's always been a salt tooth. I've always been into potato chips more than I have been in candy bars. And it's rare that I eat a candy bar, but chips, all that stuff. Oh man, all day I could eat it, but not anymore. Now it makes my mouth dry, and I don't really dig it. So I'll eat fruit while we're at the free market.
Celery.
While you guys go to the free market, I'm going to eat fruit.
It's fascinating.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Hey there, this is Nick Hazelton, the anarcho-yakitalist. I've been rising to power in the Liberty Movement since I was 14 years old, when I first found the Freedom Fiends on my TuneIn app. I quickly became a fan, and a little over a year later, I called into Michael Dean After Dark on my crappy home phone. Michael quickly realized my brilliance, but was disappointed by my audio quality. So he picked me up as a mentee, gave me a microphone, helped me start my own podcast, and threw me on the radio show. Now I'm 17, I'm assembling a yak army, building a cult following of yakateers, and we're planning our march to Fiendfest Somalia to take over the geographic region between the Connecticut River and the Salmon Falls River to make it a libertarian paradise free of faceless boards of authority. Free Freedom Fiends buttons will be given to anybody who swears allegiance to the dear sweet yak emperor and aids our cause. This wouldn't be possible without the help of Nima Vidotti and especially Michael Dean. The Freedom Fiends have made me as dear and sweet as I am today. Worms.
But every other segment, we'll just go with it. Well, we're supposed to be back for the redemption of the third act, so let's just go for it. You guys got any happy news?
Yeah, my Bip Strongs are still on sale. And if you buy one, you get, you're going to give 50 cents to Ross Ulbricht, frost.org. And yeah,
I didn't know that. Cool.
You know, and you know, Ross Ulbricht, he should have wore a Bip Strong. If he would have been a Bip Strong, he probably would have been free from government thugs crashing and raiding his business. But unfortunately, they didn't exist yet. My snake oil, thing that actually works, wasn't available yet. So now it is, and now you can use your hologram technologies to align your aura chakras to fight off government agents with something woo, something, I don't know, but it works. Doesn't actually work, but it works. And you go to Walbert's.com to buy one. It's let's look for the guy selling the Bip Strong poster. Can't miss it. It'll tell you what to do, but yeah.
I swear by mine.
Support Free Ross too.
Yes.
Give us money so that we can give him money, and then you go give him even more money because he needs it.
Yeah. I don't know who has already signed in for taking that picture of themselves who just wrapped around a Bipcot flag.
A bunch of people have done it already. Yeah.
Is there a pledge already for that?
I don't know if there's a pledge. I think people are just doing it.
Yeah. I didn't wrap myself in the flag, but what I did do is I carried my cat, and my cat in my hand, and I had my Bip Strong on my wrist, and then I had my Bipcot surgical mask on, and apparently I was told that I looked crazy by Michael W. Dean.
You did look a little a little mad scientist-y.
Good.
I can agree with that.
Well, that's how I invented the Bip Strong. I did some mad science with the Bipcot flag before I got it. Something. It works.
Something.
By 10. Yeah. Something.
Yeah, we'll see. I didn't even get in on the act with the pictures of the Bipcot because I had mine before anybody else. For some reason, mine got shipped super fast, and my kids got Bipcotted, and that started the whole discussion with James Babb, who refused to Bipcot his kids, which, you know, jokes on him because now we're all Bipcotting ourselves. I was ahead of the curve there. There you go. my Bipcots led the charge. So.
Yeah. Oh, there's a whole bunch of other cool Bipcot stuff too. Not even Bipcot stuff, but like Freedom Fiend stuff. And then Walbert's has their own flag store, which is, for some reason, has been doing very well. People have been buying the "That's my purse, I don't know you" flag. Like crazy.
I've been seeing people, like people I wouldn't expect to post at least the pictures of those, which I just think is very funny. like liberals and conservatives are fighting with each other by using those. I'm just like, I just laughed. I just chuckle. I watch it.
So, yeah, but that's the market of work, and that's China. They're killing us. And frankly, I would not. I'd have had them made in Mexico and give Hugo a job.
Well, yeah, I could work all day making Freedom Fiends flags. I'm just looking right now at the Fiendfest pirate radio flag, and I'm I'm about to order one. I just love that design. I'm just gonna hang one over my quote studio.
Yeah. Oh, we should probably get the URL to that thing too, so people can check it out. Because they're like, "Where do I get one of these dumb flags?" was it Black Block? Is it Black Block? BLOCK.
Yeah.
Or that's okay.
Black Block. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Without a CK.
Okay, so it's just Black Block, and then Block is spelled BLOK.
NK.com.
We need Michael Dean giving us the...
There's a ton of designs here, and that's how you do it. You are an anarcho-capitalist, and you have to do the capitalist thing too.
Yep. And that's our redemption.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was a great show, by the way.
It's a lot of fun, guys.
Making Freedom Fiends great again.
I beat China all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't tell. It's so quiet.
Michael Dean. There.
Furries. Fiend phone.
Thank you.
Unnecessary.
Thank you.
Reeducation. Exigency interruption service. Oh, wait. Show's over? Oh, well.